Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a big feast day because we are the Holy Family School of Faith. And today is the Feast of the Holy Family. By faith and baptism, Jesus lives in you. So think of this. Mary is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus lives in you. Therefore, she is your spiritual mother. And since Jesus lives in us, Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, is now your father. He took care of Jesus. He took care of all the needs of the Holy Family, and he continues to care for us. Jesus was part of the Holy Family, and since he lives in us, now we are part of the Holy Family. With Mary as our mother, and Joseph as our guardian, protector, and provider, and Jesus as our brother. And we are to live in a friendship with all three as they help us to become more like Christ. St. John Paul II wrote that when we pray the rosary, as we are right now, the rosary mystically transports us to Mary's side as she is busy watching over the human growth of Christ in the home of Nazareth. This enables her to train us and mold us with the same care until Christ is fully formed in us. When we pray the rosary, the Holy Spirit somehow brings us to the home of the Holy Family in Nazareth. Did you know that? Were you aware of where you are going when we pray the rosary? Probably not. So let me help you today, because I've been to the home of the Holy Family a whole bunch of times in Nazareth. I can show you the way. So let's go there for breakfast. That's when I like to go. Now, as we begin to pray the Our Father and the 10 Hail Marys, we'll begin to walk up the hill to their home. Nazareth, it's on a hill. It's a bright sunny morning. Birds are happy and singing. Okay, there's the home. Not very big, but it's clean and beautiful. Let's go up to the door and knock. Maybe a little moment of nervous anticipation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As we stand there and wait, Joseph opens the door, and he welcomes us in. There's a nice hot breakfast and hot drinks waiting on the table, and he invites you to sit down and to take your place. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus sit down at their places, and Our Lady pours you a nice hot drink, and you pick up your mug. Here you are, and here they are, and it's not make-believe. Our Lady looks at you with such a welcoming smile, and she says to you, "You know, I've watched over you for a long time. I'm happy we can finally talk. What's on your mind this morning?" What would you say to her? What have you always wanted to say to her? Now, during the Our Father and the Hail Mary, pay attention to what she says to you in response, deep in your soul. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then Mary turns and introduces you more intimately to Jesus. How old is he? He could be almost any age when you come to their home. He lived there until he was 30. Sometimes when I go there, he's about 2, like my grandson Elliot. And Our Lady places him on my lap and we talk. Sometimes he's more like 12. Sometimes he's a grown man, strong, handsome, peaceful. Can you hear him say to you, "You have many things on your mind today. Tell me about them. Tell him everything burdening your soul. Then give him time and let him speak to you. Then Jesus senses, well, he knows, there's one thing that is bothering you, one thing you feel has come between you and him, and you want to tell him about it. Do so now, and listen closely to what he says in response. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Joseph has been quietly listening because, well, that's what he does. Occasionally he gets up, stirs the fire, brings more food and drink to the table. But then he sits down and he turns to you, and now he speaks, sharing with you how God the Father entrusted him with the great responsibility of taking care of Mary and Jesus, providing for them, protecting them. Imagine that now he looks deep into your eyes saying, I will do the same for you. I have been charged with your care as well. Bring all your needs to me. That's usually when I tell Joseph that Mary and Jesus, well, they've made some things clear to me that they want me to do, but I have a problem. I forget, or to be honest, I don't really want to do it. I'm too attached to my sinful desires and fears. That's when Joseph smiles and he says, I know what it's like to be the imperfect one of the bunch, but I'll help you with your resolutions. Entrust your resolutions to me every day, and then turn to me often. We'll do this together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I love going to the home of the Holy Family early in the morning for breakfast and good conversation. But you can go anytime you like, anytime you pick up the rosary, or anytime you turn your mind and heart to their home in Nazareth in prayer. Because Nazareth is in your soul. What I like best is that I can be myself there. I go when I'm happy. I go when I'm anxious or overwhelmed. I go when I am so angry I could, well, I don't know what. I go just to work things out with them, things I can't figure out on my own. I go when I've sinned, because they are my refuge. But most of all, I just go and hang out. I spend time with them. Oh, they go about their business. But there's always food, or at least a hot pot of coffee ready. And I promise, if you go, I won't be there. Somehow, they have a place and a time just for you. I don't know how, but they do. So go there and talk to them now. And go often. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.
You know, I actually very much want to congratulate you on this meditation, because not only do I think it was a stroke of either madness or genius, but it was a really fresh take on the presence of the Holy Family for a couple of reasons. A, I don't often think enough about Joseph in the presence of the Holy Family, partly because he somewhat fades out of the story after the Nativity, and of course the finding of Jesus in the temple. But I think I'm aware of putting myself in the presence of Jesus and Mary, as in bringing them into my own life, but never stepping into their life. And I think our imagination is very powerful, but we should use it to its fullest extent.
I would say that's the reason God gave us an imagination.
Yes, because it's not what people assume. It's not like an escape, but, and this demonstrates it very, very well, but it can really elevate reality and show us different layers and levels of truth.
Now you've just hit it. In just a couple of days, everyone is going to be meditating on a meditation on truth.
Well, everyone who joins us for the Rosary podcast, that is. It won't be a spontaneous, universal understanding of truth, although I really wish that were the case. And who knows? Maybe a miracle will coincide.
But you've expressed it really well, that God is the supreme truth. Jesus is the supreme reality.
Mm-hmm.
And we use our mind and our imagination, not to escape reality, but to come into a greater contact
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other aspect that just amazes me is that because Jesus is God, that means he's eternal, which means he's only present. There's no past and no future. So
mm-hmm.
everything he did, it somehow remains present.
Yeah.
So we can go there. That's pretty mind-blowing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And I always thought you were just a madman that murmurs to himself in the darkness all day.
Yeah, this is why we can speak with them. You know, I love the home of the Holy Family. Teresa of Avila, her favorite place was to go to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Hmm. I agree with that. I think the garden is really fantastic. Do you mean physically or spiritually?
Spiritually. She I don't think she ever left Spain,
mm.
but she would. This is what we can do through the power of the Holy Spirit, is that we can truly enter into
events. There's such simple places that it's not imagining in such a fantastical way, but I mean, it's the garden is just rows of trees. It's not hard to place yourself there. A home across all of history has still been very consistent as far as the basic things we need. And sure, I don't know if they have a coffee maker, but...
You know, they probably... to be honest, in the first century, they probably didn't have coffee
in Nazareth. I wonder how old coffee is.
But they have coffee now. They have coffee now.
They have coffee now. And that's the important thing is you can take your coffee to the home of the Holy Family. That's true, because again, it's ever, ever present. And that's the beauty of it. I was also struck by the fact, I can't remember exactly what line it was, but in these conversations, you're in such good company. I was thinking recently on the fact that we have this great desire to be known perfectly, but I think innately, who we're around kind of brings out a different side of us, no matter what. And no one can know us in every dimension except for the Holy Family.
Yeah.
So to put ourselves in their company is to be fully satisfied in that sense by people who completely know you, whom you can hide nothing from in the greatest sense and in the greatest way.
It really is true. One of our deepest longings is to be known. Mm-hmm. And no human can, not your spouse, not anybody.
And if we search for it in the right place and we're fulfilled with it by practicing this presence of the Holy Family, then I think we'll be less dissatisfied in our in the shortcomings of other people in understanding us and happier with just what we have with them.
Yeah, because... spending time with them, sitting there at their table, and having those intimate conversations where you know they know you, then you can really be more at peace. You can be less demanding of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to demand that they know you and understand you.
Yeah, because we do have basic human needs, and to be known, to be understood, to be loved, very important. But, we can't necessarily demand it of others.
I have a confession to make, and that is when I spend my first hour of every day in prayer, this is where I go.
Mm.
I go to the home of the Holy Family.
I think my resolution definitely needs to be incorporating more imagination.
Yeah.
Because I get kind of bored of my own living room, looking around in prayer. But I think it would help with distractions a lot to place myself somewhere else where everything can remind you of Christ.
Yeah, you think of being in the boat with the apostles when the storm arises.
Mm, it's one of my favorites.
Or in the home of Bethany where Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Or right now, because... Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were in the cave at Bethlehem up until 40 days.
Wow.
Because that's when the presentation in the temple occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flee to Egypt. So you got, in these days after Christmas, go to the nativity scene. They're still there. Now it's... I don't want to rub it in to people, but it's very helpful to have been to the Holy Land a bunch of times.
But it's funny, I've only ever gone to the Garden of Gethsemane at night, so I can really only imagine that.
Well, that's when he was there. You have the perfect...
That's true.
You've been in the Garden of Gethsemane.
I'm sure the trees were much smaller then.
Some were big. Some,
that's true.
You've been in the Garden of Gethsemane at night, literally with Jesus... in the Eucharist.
But just because we've been there physically does not mean that people cannot go there now spiritually.
This is the great power of... Oh, this is what I was going to say. Mysteries of the Rosary. Mysteries mean events.
Ah, mm-hmm.
And
I always thought they were mysteries because I could never remember them.
They're the events. But again, we're not supposed to limit ourselves to those 19 mysteries that are in the Bible. We're supposed to enter into all the events of the life of Jesus. So maybe that's maybe an invitation for everyone listening to us to really take the Gospels now and start finding the scenes that draw you and enter in, because he's there. They are there. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.